The following shiur is recorded, edited, and presented to you by Kol HaLashon. We wish you an enjoyable and meaningful time listening.
Fifth advantage of a Baal Bitochen, he doesn't have to be afraid of anybody. Shalom Uvrache. We're up to the fifth advantage of a Baal Bitochen in Hashem, of a person who puts his Bitochen in his shady business deals that are making him a lot of money. So these people that were making the gold, they basically had to be afraid of everybody around them, because what they were doing wasn't really legal. So if anybody would make the Shiltoinis, make the government aware of what this person was doing, he'd go to jail. And there are all types of enticing forms of making money that are not 100% legal. And the same thing, a person that goes that, maybe in the short term, will make a lot of money, which seems to be easy money. But the Maitre, he doesn't have that peace of mind that a person needs to lead a healthy life. And any type of situation, if a person is just relying on himself, maybe he's doing things legally and he doesn't have to be afraid of the government, but he's always concerned about what this person will do to him, another person will do to him, third person will do to him. Whereas a person has bitachon in Hashem and he feels how strongly he's in the hands of Hashem, and all he has to do is be on good terms with Hashem, then he always has that peace of mind. He's not afraid of people. And not only that, takes it to another stage. It brings him extra siyata shemaya. We see the mizmor Yeshu b'seis elyon, Omer l'Hashem, machsim sudose l'keyaf d'chbo. You are my protection. You are my fortress. I put my bitochen in you. You yatzilcho. Psukim over there in Yeshua says that Hashem will save you and he'll spread his wings around you. You don't have to be afraid. Nothing bad will happen to you. You'll have a special shmira. We see so many tzaddikim that this is the way things work for them. They did things right with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it was so clear to them how much just going with HaKadosh Baruch Hu works. It works. Just have these parshiyos now. Avraham Avinu, that's a big example, but his nephew Lot was taken to captivity, and he felt that I have to save my nephew. He waged a world war against the most powerful countries in the world, and he was successful. He threw the earth at them, and all the Midrashim then says, that's what it is. A person is so sure of himself, that so sure of going with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings him Siyata Shemaya, the Malam and Ateva. I was able to know the Tzaddik, Rabbi Yitzchak Zilber, Zichrono Livracha. I live not far from him, Yerushalayim, used to speak with him. And the different stories he would say, no human. He was in the work camps for 2 years because he wasn't willing to turn over somebody else to the government, even though that person deposited illegal documents by this Rabbi Yitzchak Zilber without Rabbi Yitzchak knowing about it. So really somebody wronged him. But he felt even so, the other person was not Beseda. But that does not justify Rabbi Yitzchak turning him over to the government to getting a punishment maybe worse than he needs. Anyway, he was 2 years in the work camps. He was Zeicher to be Shemar Shabbos every Shabbos, because he was so steadfast in his emunah in Hashem that I'm going to do what I can, and Hashem will bring siyata shemaya. Maybe could die to say over one thing he said, which is no gate to all of us. He said, "I never accepted upon myself to keep Shabbos for 2 straight years in a Russian work camp. It's impossible. So what did I do? I was a mekabel myself to keep one Shabbos, and I did everything possible to do it." He got himself the job of drawing the water for the camp, and he drew much more than during the week than was necessary for Shabbos, got off on Shabbos, different things. He said when the Shabbos was over and he was zeicher to be shomer Shabbos, he thanked Hashem, Baruch Hashem, I was zeicher to shomer Shabbos. And then he said, okay, I'm not going to recover myself to be shomer the next Shabbos. I'm a spouse for Siyad Hashemai for that. And this is a way to go through many situations in life. Sometimes we say it's insurmountable. How do I get past this thing? Where there's something in
Kol Halashon.
In Chokhmah that's too much for me. Or in Parnosa, in health, whatever. Midas, don't take on for 10 years. Take on for one day, a week. I give mechazik myself. I need extra Siyad Hashemai, I mechazik myself, and I feel this for today, for a week. And then at the end of the day, oh, Baruch Hashem, it was a little better than the day before. Whatever the difference, everyone has the issues that they have to deal with. And in the bitochen also. I'm going to make a change in my bitochen for today. I know in the course of the day I'm going to have certain challenges. Either I'm going to have a challenge with a different person, how to deal with them, or a challenge with my panos, or something else. Okay, today I'm going to focus on, I recognize everything's from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and I'm in His hands. And I don't have to be nervous and be afraid. I just have to do what's right. And have a Mir Tashem, a pleasant day with Siyad Hashemai. That's a beautiful Eitzah that he had. But like he says, that a person who is very strong in his bitochen Hashem, even anoshim chashuvim nechbodim mifachdim imenu, either they're afraid of him or they at least respect him. The same Rabbi Yitzchak Zilber told me that he also wanted to learn every day, so he used to run very quickly when he did his work, and for every hour's work he had 15 minutes in a little hiding place. He used to learn, and it was a dark place. He got himself used to reading in the dark. He told me that once he was missing a sefer. I forgot what it was, maybe Tanakh or something. And he described his person as the one in charge of the communist ideology. He was the one that was out to get these people that stop being religious Jews, drop all your religion. He got that individual to bring him in a sefer. Sounds like impossible. That's what it is. When people see that we are so sure of ourselves without bitochen Hashem, they respect it. Sometimes we have this feeling that, you know, maybe if I'm too honest with my belief, and I'm not embarrassed to say it to other people, then they're going to look at me funny. That's not true. Come upon them. We don't have to go around in a haughty fashion, balagaiva. We're not out to show that we're better or we're worse or anything else. There's something between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that I'm proud of what I'm doing. And I'm not embarrassed to do and show and speak what I really believe in. This was, this is something, throughout history, from in every generation, the great Rosh Hashiva, Nosson Tzvi Finkel, was famous for that, the different comments that he would make to people, also all straight from, you know, I'm put into the world for my tafkid, and I'm going to do it as best as I can, and I don't have to be afraid or flatter or anybody. Even now, the world, Hashem is, like we said before, every day there's something new coming up. We don't know what the future is going to be, what's going on in America, whatever's going to happen with the present elections. Even if we don't know exactly who's going to win, it doesn't make a difference. Whoever it is, it's very unclear how things are going to develop afterwards. But once again, we have to know that Hashem is running the show. And if we're with Him, we'll have Siyad HaShemaya, and we'll get past all these complications, and we'll gain from it. And the main thing is for us to gain from it. Because the main thing of the Bitochen is it's not a way to have peace of mind. It's not a way to have better health and wealth and everything else. It's true, it does that also. But the main thing of Bitochen is developing a deeper and realistic relation with HaKadosh Baruch Hu on every step of the day. That is main Olam Haba in this world, and that is what Olam Haba will be in the world to come. The closer we are to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world, that closest will remain. And we'll be able to see even greater things from HaKadosh Baruch Hu and deeper recognition of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's greatness and his chesed and everything else. Yeah, so this is the point that we're saying, that there's so many things a person has potentially to be afraid of, what other people can do to them, and what the government can do to them, and what this can do to them. And no matter what type of panas he has, he's going to have that. But if he has a bitochen Hashem, and he realizes, like David Mel said, Shemachsim Sudose Elikayev Nahboy, then he can have a peaceful life, Tzadechon, and have a special Siyat Shemaya to get past all the challenges of life in the best possible fashion. Shalom Uvrach.
The shiur you've listened to was recorded and edited for you by Kol HaLashon. You're invited to continue listening at any time to all the shiurim and drushos in all topics by all the Rabbanim on Kol HaLashon.